Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is David Thoreau, and I'm the president of the Independent Institute. I want to welcome you all to our Independent Policy Forum this evening and for braving the rain. And I hear the traffic is a little intense. But we have a book on that, by the way, if you're interested, called Street Smart. You name the topic. We hold the Independent Policy Forum here and also in our office in Washington on a regular basis. And the forum, for those of you who have not been here before, is a series of lectures and debates and seminars on different issues involving top scholars and other experts. And we're delighted to have our program this evening, which, as you may recall, is called Why Are Politicians Always Trying to Scare Us? And our speaker this evening is Robert Higgs, who is the author of the new book, Neither Liberty Nor Safety, Fear, Ideology, and the Growth of Government. For those who also are new, as well as those who have been here before, hopefully you got a copy of the packet when you registered. You'll find information about our book programs, as well as upcoming events. We invite you to go to our website, which is independent.org. You'll find an awful lot of material, including articles from past issues of our journal, The Independent Review, which Dr. Higgs is also the editor of. I'm also pleased that one of our associate editors, Andy Rutten, is here with us tonight from Stanford. And the Institute, as you may know, is an academic public policy research institute. We produce lots of books. We have a quarterly journal called The Independent Review, and this is our recent issue. The Institute gets involved in many conference and media projects. And there's really no area of government policy that we might not deal with, nor area of public discussion or issue. For tonight, as I'm sure you have gathered, it seems like it's been since ancient times that politicians and bureaucrats and interest groups and others have gained resources and control over the public by playing to people's fears of various crises. And our speaker tonight is well regarded for an earlier book he did called Crisis and Leviathan. And this fear-mongering is part of a process which Dr. Higgs will talk about. And the idea is that only these people can offer solutions to these problems. But it seems that the solutions often, if not always, make the problems worse. So the tactic has been facilitated by a widespread belief that gaining economic, military, and personal security requires sacrificing liberty and the rule of law and so forth. So the idea is not just to frighten people, but to make this institutionalized in society. The title of the book, as you may have gathered, is from a quote by Benjamin Franklin, in which he said, "Those who would give up essential freedom to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety," unquote. So in his new book, Dr. Higgs is examining how fear-mongering by politicians and their allies erodes people's willingness and ability to govern themselves. And the question is, was Franklin right, or was he wrong, or was he exaggerating this idea that there is no real trade-off between freedom and security? In the aftermath of 9/11 and looking at issues ranging from global warming to healthcare, whatever, we see almost on a daily basis in the media and elsewhere some sort of fear that seems to be driving public discussion. Our speaker tonight is Senior Fellow in Political Economy at the Independent Institute. He's also editor, as I said, of the Independent Review. He received his PhD in economics from Johns Hopkins University, and he's a recipient of many awards, most recently the Gary Schlombaum Award for a Lifetime Defense of Liberty from the Von Mises Institute. Some of you may have been here almost exactly a year ago when Bob received the Thomas Zaz Award for outstanding contributions to the cause of civil liberties. He's also received the Lysander Spooner Award, the Friedrich von Wieser Memorial Prize for Excellence in Economic Education, and the Templeton Honor Rolls Award for Education in a Free Society. He's the editor of many books, Here's one that we featured at our last event called Opposing the Crusader State. He's also the co-editor of a number of other Institute books, including The Challenge of Liberty and Rethinking Green, all of which he's co-edited with my colleague Carl Close. His other books that he's edited include Hazardous to Our Health on the FDA, and one of my favorites actually called Arms, Politics, and the Economy on the U.S. Defense Establishment. And, of course, in addition to his new book, Neither Liberty Nor Safety, he's the author of many other books, including Depression, War, and Cold War, Resurgence of the Warfare State Against Leviathan, Competition and Coercion, and, as I mentioned, Crisis and Leviathan. He's the author of at least 100 articles in scholarly journals, many popular articles in major papers like the Wall Street Journal, Los Angeles Times, and elsewhere. And you'll find many of his commentaries all over the web these days. So I'm really pleased to present once again Bob Higgs.